Yeah, Coach, how did practice go today as you're getting ready for the Patriots here?
Well, it was a situation practice. Of course, we need to be much better in our situation, so we really put a lot of emphasis in that today. So I thought the guys had a pretty good understanding of what we're trying to get done.
It looked like Roddy and Sam returned. Is that correct?
They'll be on the injury report, okay. But yes, yes, they were limited participants in practice today. You got me there.
Okay. Steven, because I guess it's a bunch of stuff out there. We're still on your 2-3 weeks for Steven.
Steven did not participate, and of course it'll be on your on the injury report, but he didn't participate today. He was the only player that did not participate in practice today.
And how do you get prepared for a guy like Gronkowski, and if he is playing or not playing, but you still kind of got to account for him?
Oh, you got to account for him. You know, it's an advantage to them for us not knowing if they're going to play or not. We've got to prepare like they are going to play. And then we also have to have a plan if they're not going to play. So we're anticipating they're limited in practice. That's how they're listed. We're anticipating that they're going to play in the ballgame this weekend.
What do you attribute the streak of 14 straight wins after a loss to? I was asking a lot of guys about different reasons, but what do you attribute
that?
Well,
I believe that our guys have a very good understanding of what our formula for success is during the season. We have a lot of work that we put in the off season, but during the season, it's about not losing back-to-back games. You want to win at home, split on the road, not lose back-to-back games. And it's really simplified, but if you'll do that, if you'll dominate at home, split on the road, and not lose back-to-back games, you're going to be where you want to be in November and December. And I think that's what every team in this league's doing. It's a long season. You want to be a relevant team in November and December. So I think our guys have a very good understanding of the importance of not losing back-to-back games.
How serious was Tony's situation? He said he got the concussion test in the game when he came out and he went back in.
Tony was, you know, I think Tony came out, missed the play, and was, you know, was back in the next series.
What are some ways you guys, after three games, could get him going even more, Tony, that is?
Well, again, it depends on how people are trying to defend us. You know, early on in that ball game last week, we were able to get the ball to him. As the game went on, they started to take him away by putting more resources defensively on him. So we've got to first see how they're trying to defend us, and then we have to react. We have to react to that.
You talked about putting more resources on him. Does that happen a lot in the red zone too? I mean, do you see that where you're just not able to get him free in the
red
zone?
Well, when we get down in the red zone, there's only a certain number of coverages you can see, and we have seen a lot of resources spent on Tony, not only this year but all years. And we have to, as a coaching staff, we've got to put together a plan to not only get him open but to get every other players open as well, depending on how they're trying to defend us.
With Gronkowski, White, these guys, talk about the chess game that is not showing your cards before you have to.
Well, it's something that if you know who you're going to be having to defend, then you have an opportunity, and you have an opportunity to prepare for it. When you don't know who you're going to be defending, then you're at a competitive disadvantage. So it's important for us to prepare like both of those guys are going to play, because they are really good football players, and we have to prepare that way.
Coach, can you get anything from looking at that 09 game? I know the personnel's flipped. Fred Taylor's retired now, and I don't know who Baker is who caught the touchdown pass, but at least, you know, they doubled Roddy and Gonzalez that game, left Jenkins open. Is there anything from that game?
Well, believe me, we've watched the last time that we've played, and Coach Belichick does a very good job, he and his staff, in terms of game planning, both offensively and defensively, of attacking a team's weakness and trying to eliminate their strengths. So we anticipate that we're going to see resources given to stop our playmakers, and it's going to be our job, both offensively and defensively, to counteract that. And guys are going to have opportunities to make plays, and when those plays are presented, they're going to have to make them. But Coach Belichick and his staff are probably some of the best coaches in terms of putting a game plan together to stop your strengths.
Coach, you talked earlier about a little bit about the injury situation with Baker. When he gets back to full strength, where do you stand with the offensive line?
Well, we have to have our guys cross-trained. You can only dress seven. Sometimes you can dress eight, but normally we're going to dress seven. So you have to have guys cross-trained that can play multiple positions. So we're hoping to get Sam back when he's healthy. And we've got some guys now that have had some game time and experience, and it's going to give us a lot of flexibility.